Dictation 4, Clark, C-L-A-R-K-E, Everett, E, V as in Victor, E-R-E-T-T, June 17, 2000. Clark, 23-year-old gentleman, back to our unit in Alma. He was dialyzing through Fresenius, south of us, having events during dialysis, feeling uneasy, low blood pressure, diaphoresis, lightheadedness, no complete syncope, no movement disorder, nausea but no vomiting, in between feels completely normal, making urine, does a self-bladder catheterization for complications of urinary retention, vesicle ureteral reflux. In this period, a year or so that he's been gone, there has been no hospital admissions. Blood pressure medicine has been adjusted. Presently, combination of hydralazine, losartan, norvas, does not know the doses. We're going to call pharmacy. I witnessed one of those events today. The heart rate was in the 68, not bradycardic or tachycardic. Diaphoresis and pallor of the skin, nausea. This was triggered pain on the needles, pulling, venous pressure out of range. The review system is negative. There has been discussions about home hemodialysis, home peritoneal dialysis, and transplant that are being refused. We're going to review medications from pharmacy. No hospital admissions. No other new problems. Presently, no respiratory distress. Alert to person, place. Used to take medications for attention deficit disorder as well as bipolar disorder. All those medicines discontinued when she went south, crossing the county boundaries, has not established with a new psychiatrist or psychologist or primary care. I review chemistries. Please refer to the electronic encounter. We are going to discontinue the hydralazine, review medication doses, adjust weight up as he has not appears to be in volume overload. All chemistries are normal, has not required binders or changes for potassium, acid base, or anemia. Making blood catheterization, good amount of urine. Wants to restart Wellbutrin. A low dose will prescribe. Potential side effects of suicide or aggression discussed with patient. Continue to follow end of dictation.